Episode 346 is this one right here. And we're talking about sex, social media, and your own personal confidence. Believe it or not, but the percentage of people having sex both in and out of relationships in all age demographics is going down. And after having many conversations about sexual confidence in the last few years, I wanted to share one aspect of this conversation that I haven't heard anyone else talk about. So in this episode, we do just that. Talk about removing one major form of sexual stimulus from your life so you can get back to doing the nookie full of confidence. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
Hey, what's up, my healthy, sexy friends? It's funny, I get that from a friend of mine named Claire. She always messages me and says, "What's up, my healthy, sexy friend?" But I mention that because today's episode is going to be about sex. But first, in 2024, it's my mission to coach 500 people to get control of their sugar cravings and sugar binges so they can stop yo-yo dieting, stop obsessing about food, and finally create a body that they feel confident being in. Now, if you're new to these episodes, Coaching with Maddie episodes are a little bit shorter than our main episodes, but the idea here is that I bring to you questions or conversations that I've had with clients. And so I want to talk about these because they're recurring in my world of private clients and group clients and consistency club clients. And so the reason I bring them to you is because obviously if all of my clients are challenged by this stuff, then it's probable that many of the listeners are too. So I want to talk to you today, and I've had many conversations with clients, female clients predominantly, about their sexual intimacy and the sex with their partner, husband, or maybe they're post-divorce and they're, you know, looking to get back into the game. And one of the things that I find really interesting is our lack of sexual confidence in this modern age. And we actually have data on this in regards to all age groups, and sex is actually going down. The amount of sex that people have is going down. And I attribute this in part to social media. And so I want to talk to you today very briefly about why social media is ruining your sex life and it's contributing to really terrible sexual experiences or the diminishing of your sexual intimacy or your sex life and eventually the permanent disappearance of it. So what I find and what I see is that basically the health of our body results in a lack of confidence. And that confidence means that we are feeling embarrassed or shameful or unable to enter a space of vulnerability. And if we're talking about sex, you know, that's a pretty vulnerable space, right? We've got all of our clothes off. Often it's daytime or the lights are on. And, you know, obviously some people get to a place where they're like, I can't even deal with the lights being on, which is usually a thing in the beginning of relationships for some people because they're a bit embarrassed. But some people are getting to this space on the other end of things because they're overweight and they're really unhealthy or they've got skin issues in different places or whatever it is. And they're feeling so low in confidence and they stop having sex, which is really sad. Or they haven't had sex in a long time because they feel really unattractive and ugly to their partner, or they feel revolting, or the partner's on the same journey as well and everybody's gaining weight and everybody's sexual function is down the toilet. You know, testosterone levels have plummeted. And yes, testosterone in men and women contributes to sexual arousal and stimulation. And so the other thing is that when we look at social media, and this is the big thing I want to talk about today, why social media is a really big factor in the negative experiences that you're having in your sex life and the deterioration of it. And I say this based on a lot of conversations that I've had, is that what happens, and this is the same for any health journey, weight loss journey that you want to go on, is that social media is absolutely full of people that look perfect. They look like models. Everybody looks like a model. And it's really damaging the expectations that men have of women and women have of men. And, you know, in same-sex relationships, you know, it's damaging the expectations that people have of their partner and of themselves, right? And we can, of course, extend this to porn, especially now. Porn is basically social media when we talk about things like OnlyFans, which I personally think is a terrible thing to exist in society, but conversation for another day, right? And so what it does is that we end up consuming all of this Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, you know, whatever all of the other platforms are that I don't even know about, this imagery of these people that is really false And over time, it shapes our expectation of how we should be in our bodies, but also what we should expect from people that we're sexually attracted to. And when our partner doesn't look like that, but we're always being exposed to like these men that are ripped with abs and, you know, good shoulders and muscles and they're tall, these perfect haircuts, and then your male partner doesn't end up looking like that. Sure, that's all right once in a while where you see something, you're like, oh, that's a bit nice. That's a bit spunky. I'm into that. But if you're seeing it every single day in your newsfeed and you're getting exposed, it's just like the news. It's just like marketing. It's marketing to you what you should be sexually aroused by and expect to be aroused by. And then when you meet your partner in bed and it's nowhere near that, and you're starting to be conditioned to expect something different, then things aren't going to work out. And the exact same thing happens in the other direction, maybe even more so. And I don't know which direction it's more so. It's probably on par. But the same thing is that men are expecting their wives to be the same as the women that they follow on Instagram. And they follow these fitness models and these, you know, OnlyFans girls on Instagram or TikTok or actually on OnlyFans. And the reality is their wife is, you know, nothing like that, because real humans are not like that. And sure, maybe we were all a little bit like that once when we were 23 and we were in the prime of our life and health hadn't taken over and being overweight hadn't caught up and, you know, kids hadn't happened to our body and our lives and stressful work and businesses and jobs hadn't happened. But we live in the real world, you know, we live in the real world. And so I just want to bring to your attention some things that aren't totally obvious. And if they are totally obvious, you need to break up with them. And so we're setting unfair expectations on the sexual ability, attraction, and function of your body if you're looking at these things, because we know the women on social media have lip fillers. They've got Botox that you can't see. You know, a lot of their boobs aren't real, even though some of them look real, you know. We've got butt lifts these days. Like, women get implants in their butts and they wear active wear that has literally firm parts and specific stitching that make their butts and their boobs and their abs and their hips and their waist look differently. And this affects men and women. It affects men expecting their female partners to be better than they are, or rather false, because a lot of these things are false. And then it affects the woman herself for not living up to that standard, because both the women and the men are following the same people. And women are saying, I wish I look like that. And men are saying, I wish my partner looked like that, you know, or I'm turned on by that now because I consume it too much. It includes nose jobs. It includes all these little imperfections that have been perfected. Plus, then we add on tons of makeup, and makeup artists are incredible these days. They can make people look significantly different to who they actually are. And believe it or not, there's actually been cases where women have been sued for false advertising because of the amount of artwork that had to go into creating the, you know, beauty that their makeup portrayed. When they took it all off, it may have not been exactly that. And that these cases actually won in court because the makeup was so incredibly misleading. And then we go in the other direction for men, you know, for men following men that are like, you know, I want these bodies and I want to be this ripped. And for women following these men, men get nose jobs too. Men get facelifts as well and Botox as well these days, right? They also get muscle sculpting surgery. And here is the biggest one, and this is the same for women, and most people don't know what they're looking for. Most of the men that men follow and most of the men that women follow in the health, wellness, fitness space, most, not all, are on some kind of steroid or performance-enhancing drug. They're taking loads of supplements. Some of those supplements really flirt with the line of legal or not legal. Some of those are steroids, and there's a heap of different steroids, and you can sort of follow different trainers online or steroid experts where they can point out in particular men how their pec is sculpted, which steroid are they on? How are their calves sculpted? Which steroid are they on? Where, how are their abs sculpted, or how tightly is the skin bound to that muscle? You can highlight, these guys can specifically go, this is the steroid this guy's on. And also, by the way, they might look ripped and amazing, but it actually shrinks their junk. Their testicles and penis gets a little bit smaller, you know. So if we're talking about sexual function, they might look good, but, you know, it's all something to look at and not something to do much with. But the reason that this is a problem, and I want to raise this, you know, conversation in your relationship, is because if you are following people on social media which make you feel sexually inadequate or which make your partner appear no longer adequate, then I would really strongly encourage you to stop following those people. Sex is a really important part of intimate relationships. It's literally the thing that separates you from being a best friend. Otherwise, it's just your best friend. You know, your romantic partner It should be comfortable and confident, and you should be comfortable and confident. This isn't me saying that we should accept people as there are, and there's no expectation that your partner shouldn't look after themselves. That's for you as a relationship and an individual couple to figure out. What are the standards that you want to hold each other to? And that's going to be totally up to you. But what I want to start doing is getting people sexually active again, sexually confident again, sexually intimate and confident in a space that they don't feel intimidated by women on Instagram or men on Instagram that are 25 years younger, haven't had kids, haven't had a full life, and are probably rich kids using daddy's money to pay for all their surgery, or they get loans and credit cards to pay for all their surgery and their steroids, and they can spend all day at the gym because they've got somebody to pay for it. And most of us don't live lives like that, unless we're a personal trainer that's quite literally lifting and shifting weight all day, or a laborer or a builder that isn't into the labor or builder's diet, then it's going to be really difficult. And this is really intimidating in relationships to have this when it's some of the most vulnerable space we can enter is being sexually active. We want to move the pressure away from that. So I would encourage you, for the sake of your happiness, your wife's happiness, your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, partner's happiness and confidence, and your acceptance of them, is that you can actually unfollow all of these other people. Stop watching porn. Start breaking up with it. And most people are addicted to porn and OnlyFans and that kind of stuff. There's a lot of data on that. You need to start creating space so that you can start seeing your partner as beautiful and amazing and wholesome and delicious and sexually appealing and all of the things that maybe you once were that no longer is happening. Because one of the biggest confidence boosters, one of the biggest motivations to stay healthy and well, is having sex with somebody you love. It's really powerful. Everybody feels fantastic after sex, right? Especially when it's with a partner that you love, that you've been through struggles in life with, and you know, been through all sorts of different things in life. And we don't want it to be a thing that just ends up being phased out of our relationship. And this is the conversation I've had a lot with people, with clients, private one-on-one groups, is that sex just kind of disappears. And it's not because nobody wants it. It's because the confidence has disappeared. And I truly believe that social media is a significant part of degrading that confidence in each person in that relationship and within the sexual aspect of that relationship. So if this is a bit of a different conversation to one you've heard before, or something that maybe you want to share with your partner, or something you want to talk to your friends about, please share this on social media. If you want to re-stimulate the sexual juices and get them flowing and talk to your partner about it and start that fire again, maybe share this episode with them. You know, it might be a difficult conversation. It might be a vulnerable conversation. It's highly likely to be. Sex is a vulnerable thing. But it's one of the things that's worth living for. You know, it's one of the things that connects us and makes us feel whole. And it's good for your skin and it's good for your metabolism and you burn calories and all of the things. But more importantly, it's your fundamental confidence and your fundamental happiness that is impacted by getting this part of your relationship right. So move the fake bullshit, the injections, the yoga pants, the surgeries, the steroids, get them out of your day-to-day consumption so you can have real, true, meaningful connection with an unadulterated human that's right in front of you. I'll catch you on the next one. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast. Simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is.